This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. An American spy plane crashed in the United Arab Emirates yesterday, killing its pilot. The Pentagon says the plane, a U-2, was returning from a mission over Afghanistan. Initially, military officials were not willing to disclose the location of the crash, citing host country sensitivities. Fred Kaplan analyzes defense policy for our partners, the online magazine Slate. Fred, when I read about this, I thought to myself, you mean U-2s are still flying? Isn't this a plane from the 50s?
It is from the 50s, but you know, the B-52 is from the 50s too. It still flies as well. It's been modified many times to the point that it's really not anything like the U-2 of, you know, 1960 when Francis Gary Powers was shot down over the Soviet Union. It really has all the most modern sensors, maintenance equipment, that kind of thing that you could possibly imagine.
So they put new technology on it, but the basic frame is good enough that they're still flying these things. I would just think that, you know, 50 years later, you'd have better planes.
Well, they've upgraded the frame, too, but you're right. I mean, this plane is in its twilight years. During the 90s, there was one major mishap a year. There hasn't been one until now for a few years, but that was thought to be miraculous. But we still have about 30 of these in the active fleet.
Well, what is it that these planes do that satellites don't? Because in these intervening years, we've spent billions of dollars on satellites, and they do take what look like near miraculous pictures to me with a lot of detail in them.
Right. Well, you know, it's like, why do we need soldiers if we have smart bombs? Well, there are certain things that soldiers can do. These things, they can take off from a lot of different places. They can get to places very, very quickly. A satellite, you have to change the orbit. It could take a long time just to get into place. The U-2 can fly over a particular area, a battlefield or whatever, stay there, loiter for 12 hours without any refueling. A satellite, if you want it to stay in the same place, you know, a geosynchronous orbit, there aren't very many of those kinds of satellites, and they're 22,000 miles up. This thing can fly at 80 to 90,000 feet, so you get a much better quality, more high-resolution imagery.
And they're taking pictures of what these days?
Whatever you want them to take pictures of. And they, it's not like the old days when they snapped pictures and then, you know, ejected the capsule and somebody picked it up in the middle of the Indian Ocean. They can transmit these photos in pretty much real time to satellites, which then beam them down to some command headquarters. But, you know, if you were following Osama bin Laden or seeing what's going on a battlefield. During the latest Iraq war, there was one incident where a U-2 spotted a brigade of Iraqis and zapped the imagery to them, and an airplane was dispatched to take out the brigade in about 10 minutes.
Wow. Okay, well, here's another question. When the Pentagon talks about host country sensitivities, what exactly do they mean? Why wouldn't they say it crashed in the United Arab Emirates, especially because one would think that information is going to come out sooner or later anyway?
Well, UAE is where the base was. But, you know, the thing is, in the culture of military and intelligence, all this kind of stuff is still technically highly classified. We don't know. Countries cooperate with the United States in this regard, but sometimes they don't like to let it be known that they are cooperating. So instead of saying, we'll publicize these flights but not those flights, they just keep them all secret.
Fred Kaplan writes the War Stories column for the online magazine Slate. Fred, thanks again.
Thank you.